Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
What is a simple question that has an impossible answer? Very simple question, but it's like impossible to answer.
Impossible answer? Really?
Wait till you hear this.
Try me, Stacey. Try me.
Clayton, how would you describe the taste of Coca-Cola?
Oh. Probably shouldn't have been so cocky off the start, hey?
And you know, this was on Twitter, so I saw a few people answering, and it was all over the map. Somebody was like, cinnamon, but with lemon. Someone called it a spicy tin can.
I like that one, spicy tin can.
Spicy, I don't know. I've never thought of Coca-Cola to be spicy.
How does Coca-Cola taste? It just tastes
like
cola.
It tastes brown. I don't know.
Tastes brown? Mm-hmm. You can't taste color, Stacey. Come on.
I can taste
Except it's orange. Unless it's orange. I already beat you to it, okay?
So yeah, that was one. And then another one was, what's the difference between blue and green?
Oh!
Right?
Green, I would say, but it's not always brighter because there can be dark green and light blue and then dark blue and light green.
And I'm sure there's a very smart sort of factual person out there who's like, well, it actually comes down to the Pantones. Mm-hmm. Whatever. We're just talking surface here. Another one. How do you spell the sound of a sniff? How do you spell that?
What? It would be sniff, right? Just S-N-I-F-F.
No, but that's the word. How do you spell the sound that it makes?
I think it would just be the same, right? That's why it's spelled sniff, right?
But does this sound like this word sniff?
I don't know.
See? Let's stop sniffing. That's the other one.
Wow, 0-3. I'm like Brett Laurie for the Blue Jays back in the day.
What color is a mirror?
Silver. I would say silver. That's the color of a mirror. Yeah.
Okay.
Silver.
Sure.
If you have any more
or
of these...
infinity...
Okay.
I have one more question, though.
Okay.
A simple question with an impossible answer. Where should we go for dinner? Hilarious.
Mom jokes over there. Everyone talks about dad jokes, but no one ever talks about mom jokes, right? We all have that one person in our life that always asks us to remind them to get stuff. It's usually your significant other. Oh, remind me to pick up chicken breasts on the way home from work.
Yeah.
How many times does Sean do that to you, like, a week?
I don't know the exact number, but it happens a lot.
For Brenly and I, double digits. Like, for each of us, I ask her to remind me to do something like 10, 15 times a week. For her, it's like 20. Remind me to get some ponytails. Remind me to do this. Remind me to do that. You pass the blame of remembering to get something onto the other person.
You're passing your responsibilities on to someone else. You're passing the buck.
No one has ever talked about this, and we need to right now, because this is just, it's a crime, basically. Whenever you do that, remind me to get some milk. In your head, you totally forget to get milk because you're like, I got a safety net out there. Yeah.
They'll remind me.
They'll do it. And then the worst part is when that person doesn't remind you because they got other stuff going on in their life. World doesn't revolve around that person. They get mad. Oh, how come you didn't remind me?
I forgot because you didn't remind me.
I told you to remind me. How could you forget that? Well, how could you forget to pick up some milk, bud? Like, I've always hated that. Remind me to get something. And I do it all the time. And I realize a little hack you can do with this. Like, if your significant other does this a lot, you can just tell them like 3 seconds after. Hey, remind me to get some burgers on the way home. You got it. Hey, get some burgers on the way home. Boom. Your responsibility is done. You have washed your hands of that situation.
Everyone deserves a little recognition. Hey, it's time for some crew shout-outs.
Ouch! Out!
Take it away, Stacey and Clayton.
Shout-out to the TV show Antiques Roadshow for being the best. That's it. That's the shout-out. Love you, Antiques Roadshow.
Shout out to Black Shirts for hiding the fact that you've kind of let yourself go during the whole COVID pandemic. Why get an expensive gym membership when you can just get some black shirts that hide it all?
Shout out to Golf Carts at the Lake. How fun is it ripping around the lake on a golf cart? You have nowhere to go, no schedule. You're just taking a couple laps around the neighborhood. You can have your fancy ATVs and dirt bikes. I'll take my golf cart that can't go over 10 miles an hour.
Shout out to Bonus Fries. You know, the extra ones you get at the bottom of the bag. Always make sure to be the one to unpack the food so you can quickly wolf them down before your husband gets in the room.
Shout out to seltzers for going from a drink that your grandma had in the back of the fridge to being the party drink of the year. Hard seltzers have changed the summer drink game forever. The only downfall is, if you have more than three, you will be burping all night, but those burps taste like raspberry, so it's not that bad.
Finally, shout out to gas station fruit. Buying fruit at a gas station might seem weird, but more often than not, it's actually quite delicious. Plus, it balances out the gas station chicken or taquitos or whatever sketchy food you're also buying. Life is all about balance, people.
Everyone's talking about the government of Saskatchewan's plan to return to school. Some of the main points here, masks not mandatory for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
That was the big one. People are quite upset about that. More on that in a bit. They're going to have staggered recesses for the elementary school kids. They're going to have staggered lunch times. They're going to have staggered classes as well, so the hallways aren't as crowded. They're going to limit what students can bring in their locker and how many times they can go there. I don't even want to know what the caretakers at schools have to deal with this whole thing. Like,
the amount of cleaning that is going to be happening in those schools will be crazy. I can only imagine.
Can we just give a shout out every day to caretakers at schools? Because they deserve a shout out every day.
Regardless
of a pandemic or not. Like, they're the unsung hero of schools. I coach football at St. Joe's, and I can't tell you how many times the caretakers just do a great job with the football room, the hallways. They're always helping out as well. They're just great people, every caretaker at a school, but teachers too. Like, they have so many more responsibilities under this plan.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know a teacher. We probably all know a few teachers. And I don't know one that's pumped about everything that's going on right now.
Yeah, it's a weird, you know, it is such a big deal because this is our children's education.
Mm-hmm.
It's the safety of the children. And so when it comes down to that, there's some very strong feelings involved. And teachers already do have a tough job. They're educating children. It's a tough gig. And then you throw in a global pandemic with a bunch of restrictions and a bunch of potential risks.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal. And it is going to be a massive change for the teachers. Again, shout out to the teachers for always doing an amazing job. And right now they say the return to school is just, like you said, going to have additional safety precautions. That's the government's current plan.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean things aren't going to change. They've just released the four major scenarios, I guess, that they would be implementing. The fourth one, should they get to it, would be mandatory remote learning.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting. There's no mention of mandatory masks, though. Sorry. The second scenario would require mask usage.
Yes. Phase two. And then phase three is kind of like an in-between of phase two and phase four.
Hybrid
learning models, which who knows what that is. It's basically just a way of saying
it's a hybrid.
We'll figure it out as we go, okay? It's a hybrid. We're good. We're talking about this all morning, by the way. So parents or teachers or whoever, let us know what you think about this return to school plan. 306-938-0963. That's the number to call or text. We got a text from Rebecca earlier today. The four thresholds need to be better established. PPEs need to be provided to every single student and teacher. And the class sizes is the big one.
Yeah.
Like, those classrooms, again, like when we do film for high school football, we have to jam a bunch of kids in there. There's no way you can properly socially distance kids in there.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're not even bringing up like the homeschool option. We'll be talking about that a little bit later on in the show, and it's just a lot to unpack here, but
it's a lot.
We're gonna have to rewrite the words to that Billy Madison song, the back to school. Even though everyone thinks it's not that cool.
We got a text this morning saying, when it comes down to disinfecting the buses, who is going to be doing that? Is the bus driver's responsibility to disinfect a cold bus in the winter?
You ever use that disinfectant spray at minus 25?
Not great.
Doesn't really work.
Are they going to install plexiglass shields on the buses to keep the students separated? There are a ton of questions being asked. Regardless, they have a four-scenario situation that could be activated regionally or provincially. And the last one, the fourth scenario, would be the implementation of mandatory remote learning, which is, I don't want to say it's the last or the worst case scenario. scenario.
Yeah.
But it's the last one of the four. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, they do want to teach the students in the schools. But if things get worse, this could be an option.
Well, it just seems like no one's happy about this. Like teachers, parents, caretakers, everyone, they're not happy about it. I haven't seen one thing online or teachers I've talked to, parents I've talked to who are happy about this. They're all just like, this isn't great. And sure, the government is in a no-win situation here. Like, no matter what they would have announced yesterday, it's no one would be happy.
Right.
The whole no mask thing. Like, masks aren't mandatory. That's the big one.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, if you see a teacher or someone who's a caretaker at a school, give them a hug today. Oh, never mind. You
don't.
Can't. Jeez.
Elbow bump.
Air five them. That's one thing, too, that they said in the notes. They're like, avoid greetings like high fives. Instead, air five. Never air five. The only reason you should ever air five is when you miss a high five.
Which is embarrassing.
Which is very embarrassing. The air five is more embarrassing than that, though. Some people are saying that homeschooling might help with this because classroom size is ridiculous now. Everywhere you look, classroom sizes are ridiculous. The more kids who homeschool, the smaller the class sizes are going to be, which means you could properly social distance in the classroom.
Mm.
So people are maybe suggesting that a lot more people homeschool their kids.
But that's another whole bucket of worms,
exactly,
too, is the homeschooling situation, because not everyone has access to proper internet.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just face it, some parents just can't actually do it.
And
when it comes to, you know, down to daycare and stuff like that, this is a big old, I want to say a certain word that involves cluster, but I'm not going to.
Good call. Good call, because I like working with you, and if you would have done that, you would have been fired. So let's pretend, though, the stars align. It's down the road. Fiona's in school. Could you homeschool her?
Could I? Yes. Would I do it properly? Probably not.
Teachers and parents, they're all upset because, well, first of all, masks aren't mandatory. A lot of people are mad about that.
And Alberta and Ontario doing mandatory masks for kids when they return to school in the fall.
Yeah, so a lot of people thinking about the homeschool option. A lot of people don't know what to think about this because there are so many variables. There are so many little storylines with this as well. We were talking about the hardest grade to teach with all of these precautions in place. What would be the hardest grade, do you think? Like, would it be the older grades, grade 10, 11, and 12? Like, in school, back in the classroom learning, would those teachers have the toughest time? Or would it be the, like, early teachers, grade 1, grade 2, grade 3?
Well, as the kids get older, you would hope they listen more.
Yeah, you think
Not
that.
Always the case.
You think that.
But at least they understand more.
Mm-hmm.
The younger ones, the preschool, the kindergarten ages, I can imagine that being a bit of a zoo.
I can't imagine what teaching kindergarten would be like with
this.
Yeah,
they're touching, they're drooling, the fluids, the crying, the naps, the whatever. It's just a lot.
Yeah, so again, I was going to say, hug your kindergarten teachers if you know them, but you can't even do that. Air five them, I guess, or wink at them. Don't wink at them. That's always creepy.
Just tell them they're doing a good job. Remember way back when the COVID pandemic first started and everyone was clamoring to the stores trying to get their hands on hand sanitizer, Lysol wipes, anything to clean and disinfect. And then, yeah, for months we couldn't find Lysol wipes in the store.
Good times.
It was just really frustrating.
Not really good times.
Things have gotten a little bit better. You can find Lysol wipes in the store now, but the CEO of Clorox, which makes Lysol wipes, is saying, look, the stock levels aren't going to be fully replenished until 2021.
Oh.
And you might think, like, okay, guys, what's the big deal? Like, why can't you just make more?
Mm-hmm.
And they said they usually keep a supply stock kind of in the back, in the storage room, for flu season. But they've already blown through that because everybody wants them. And the thing is, making a Clorox wipe is actually a bit more complex than the average person would think, which I think that's the case with a lot of stuff.
It's not just Kleenex doused in hand sanitizer?
No, it sure isn't, Clayton.
Who knew?
It's made from polyester spun lace, which is a material that's in short supply right now because that material is also used to make personal protective equipment like masks, medical gowns, and other medical wipes.
I didn't even realize that. Like those disposable masks, they kind of do feel like those dry Clorox wipes.
Well, they've got, like that. It's like a you know, man-made polyester type thing. Yeah. So yeah, that's the reason why Clorox just can't keep up, is because everybody is using this polyester product for their own stuff. And so it's just hard to find. So they are able to make some wipes, but just not as much as we all apparently want.
I had no idea that this process was so complicating. Like the fact that they're using the same materials as PPEs and disposable masks and stuff. Let this be a lesson to you. If you don't have a mask and you're in a bit of a jam, just get your blow dryer out.
No,
dry one of those Clorox wipes, add some strings, and just put it on your face. Boom. They're basically the same thing.
Easy, Donald Trump. I still peruse the old realtor.ca website because I don't know. I'm obsessed with looking at houses now.
I bought my house 2 years ago, and I still look at the listings like once a week just to make sure that I didn't make a bad investment. Because what if, like, the housing market just goes down a lot 2 months after you buy a house and you're like, yeah, I blew it. I should have just waited. What was I thinking?
I'm more along the lines of, I just want to see if there's anything as good as what I think we got.
Because
I love our little place. Mm-hmm. It's got just the right amount of character. We get to do just a few renovations and make it our own. Very exciting. But then I just need to see if there's a house that was like maybe a little bit better.
The one that got away.
The one that got away. Which I know is kind of torturous, because why would you do that? It's not like we can return the house now, you know, like,
yeah,
we're kind of set on this deal. Regardless, during my perusals yesterday, I came across this little beauty. It's a one bedroom house. It's pretty tiny.
I've never heard of that before. A one bedroom house.
929 square feet.
That's a lot for a one bedroom house.
That's a lot of house that you think you probably could have fit in a second bedroom.
Like a one bedroom apartment, sure. One bedroom townhouse, sure. But like its own house.
Yeah.
A single, nothing attached to it house. A one bedroom, two bathroom house.
That's what I was going to say. It has basically what they've done is the ground floor is, you know, kitchen, living room, dining room, and upstairs it's a loft.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a beautiful, actually spacious loft with a four-piece ensuite bathroom. And then there's a bathroom on the main level.
Like, I've never seen a house that had more bathrooms than bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. I don't know. We were kind of flabbergasted by it yesterday, and we don't throw that word around lightly. Flabbergasted. That's when you know we're bamboozled. Another word we don't throw around too lightly there. Did you hear of one-bedroom houses, though? Let us know. 306-938-0963. Like, perfect for the single person or a couple without kids or whatever, but, like, one-bedroom house. Could you ever have company over?
They'd have to sleep in the tub of the second bathroom.
Oh, cool. Or the hide-a-bed. Everyone loves sleeping on a hide-a-bed, hey?
Yeah.
That metal rod right in the middle.
Would you prefer a hide-a-bed or a futon?
Oh, futon. 100%.
Really?
Come on. Don't be ridiculous. Hide-a-beds are the worst, Stacey.
I slept on a futon for many years of my life because I thought it was cool to have a bed / couch in my bedroom. It was horrible.
You thought it was cool to have a bed / couch?
Yes.
Young Stacey. What I would give to meet her.